Hi, hello everybody listening. This is Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Young V. I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad to have you listening to the show. We have a pretty interesting show laid out for you today. This is It's Gonna Get Weird, where we talk about conspiracy theories and just a bunch of really weird things. I'd like to start off with just saying that these theories today are very, very creepy in my opinion. They can be kind of scary, but it's all just in good fun. I'm not saying any of these are real, I'm not saying any of these are fake, but you can believe whatever you want. I, for one, believe a lot of the theories we talk about on this show because I just really, really want to. Our first one is about airlines and the fact that they are all trying to kill you, basically. I know, they're like, airplanes and flying is very, very scary. I personally don't really care whenever I gotta go in an airplane, but after hearing this theory, I don't think I ever want to fly ever again. Mostly because of the safety regulations, the safety rules, apparently, aren't made to keep you safe for it to live, but it is actually to make sure that you die. Now, that can be really scary, and the facts that back this claim up is very, very interesting. Now, I'll start off. It's the brace position, or the crash position, what is made to kill you, and which is made to make sure that you do die if the plane is to crash. Now, the main reason why is they would rather have you die than live, because if you were to live, you would have the right to sue the airline for a lot of money. Now, the position I'm talking about is where you have your head between your knees, behind the seat in front of you, and that's created to break your neck instantly and kill you off. So if someone is in the same position and everyone's necks will snap and make it so there's no pain or suffering. So the entire plane is all in the same position, so they're all gonna die instantly and they're all gonna die quickly in a swift manner, might I say. Now, this is very dark stuff that we're talking about, so let's just jump right into the next reason behind it. They think since we're all doomed anyway in a plane crash, it is easier just to have a quick exit than a slow one. So basically, they don't even trust themselves in crashes. They don't even trust the plane itself. They just want to make sure everyone won't sue them, basically. The brace yourself position is also made because it would preserve your teeth and it would make it a lot easier so they can identify the bodies a lot easier with the dental records, and they can make sure your teeth are safe and everything else is safe, but you aren't. They think it's better to snap our necks on impact than they can risk some of us surviving in the crash and successfully suing for millions, which is very, very scary, and I don't really like the sound of that. And no one really knows exactly what position to take now because of the brace yourself. I don't know what to call it, like the crash position, I guess, is made to kill you. So another scary thing about that is theorists say it's easier to match up the body parts if the passenger is all aimed down into its own little ball already when they die in case of an impact. So that's really exciting. I'm being sarcastic. It's probably the worst thing I've ever heard. But some people who also have survived crashes have spoken out about their experience, and some people do believe that the position you're supposed to take isn't real because the flight attendants didn't actually do that position. They actually sat straight up. They didn't go down and have their face by their knees behind the other seat in front of them. Now, it seems like a flight attendant would do the rules that they show you and tell you to do, before you get on your, before you get into the air. But no, the flight attendants didn't do that, according to some people that were in certain accidents. Now they don't, because they don't do this position, is it because they know it's going to kill them? I sure hope not. Another thing that I thought was really cool was the Mythbusters. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but if you don't, I am sorry, because the Mythbusters are amazing. They had a show on the Discovery Channel where they would just figure out a bunch of myths and see if they're true or not. And they went out, and she said that someone told her this myth, so they decided to try it out with themselves. So they built their own little plane, they all got on it, and they did the brace position that you're supposed to do, and then they made the plane, their makeshift plane, like, fall, and they said that it did hurt, but it didn't exactly, it didn't actually hurt them enough to kill them. So I don't know why they tried it on themselves, but they did bust the myth. They said that that's probably not true. I still like to believe the myth is true, because it does have a lot of strange things backing it up. Another thing is the airlines did come out to say that it is the safest thing to do, to put your head between your knees and duck and cover, basically, because it stops people from flailing around and it decreases the odds for a second impact. Now, I guess it does make sense if everyone was moving around, being crazy because they didn't know a position to take. It could add a lot more danger to the situation. But I don't know who to trust, man. Like, the airlines are very scary. And the main, we got two theories about airlines for this show today, and hopefully by the end of the show you might agree with me. Maybe it's the truth, maybe it's not, maybe they're all just lying to us because they want to protect our teeth and they don't want us to sue them, which seems like something people would do in this day and age, is just to protect themselves than others. That's basically the brace yourself position theory. It is an interesting theory. I don't know what I would do in case of a crash. I would probably flail around like what they're saying they don't want to happen, but it could increase the odds for a second impact, is what the Australian Airlines, they came out. They said this specific point, and I don't know. It's pretty scary. The next thing that adds to airlines scaring me is the Denver airport. So there's an airport in Denver, of course, Denver, Colorado. And the theory goes is that they believe that the Denver airport is hell on earth, okay? Or they think the airport is the portal to hell or something crazy. After learning about it, I believe it, definitely. People believe that the airport is a portal, but mostly because of the way it was built and the way it's decorated. If you want to look up the Denver airport, you can find some crazy pictures of the artwork that I'm about to talk about right about now. And you could check that out as I speak about it. People say another thing is the exits are very confusing. They just lead you back to where you started, or they just lead to each other. So the exits are very confusing. And it's scary because there's literally no way to leave this scary airport. That isn't exciting at all. It's also, some people have said that the security checkpoints have just disappeared out of nowhere. I don't know if I believe that. They say that it would be there 1 second, they'll turn around, then they look back and it'll be gone. That's kind of a stretch to just say that security checkpoints will just disappear, but it could mean something. It could add to everyone's freaking out about the airports and its scariness. Another thing is that there's a lot of corridors in this airport that just lead exactly to nowhere, and maybe that's because maybe it's because they just have, they look like they go nowhere, but maybe it's a secret wall and there's a lot of demons on the other side of the wall. I don't know. That's kind of a stretch. But there are, there's pictures of just random hallways that go exactly nowhere, which is very exciting to see, I guess, when you're trying to go to your planes and you're trying to make your flight on time. Now, the another thing is that why would people build this airport like this? And one of the terminals, in specific, it has a huge statue of the ancient Egyptian god of death. And, you know, he it's usually the kind of dog-looking thing with the big gold accents. That's the ancient Egyptian god of death, which is very exciting to see in front of one of the terminals at an airport. I don't know why they decided to pick that as their artwork, but they did. Another one is the entrance of the airport. There's a huge, scary horse statue right at the entrance, right when you walk in, right when you drive up to the airport. It's, you can't miss it. It's a turquoise colored horse. It's not made out of turquoise. A turquoise colored horse with glowing red eyes. So a demon horse, basically. It's terrifying. I mean, you got to check it out. The horse statue, in fact, it also killed its creator because when they were putting it up, it fell on him and it crushed him, which basically leads to everyone pointing that this horse statue is haunted because it did kill its creator when he was just finishing it up. In fact, a piece of it fell on him and crushed him and killed him. It's an actual haunted horse right when you walk up to the airport. That's exciting to see right when you're about to get on a plane. But back to the construction of the airport. If you look at the airport from above, the runways almost make what looks like a swastika, which I looked at the pictures, and they aren't exactly a swastika, which is very nice, but it can really look like one, which isn't great at all. And also, the artwork is absolutely terrifying in this airport. There's blogs, there's a lot on Reddit and Tumblr of the actual artwork in this airport that is not right. In the baggage claim, in specific, there's like statues of demons crawling out of suitcases. They're kind of like a scary, like gargoyle kind of thing, just coming out of suitcases, which is amazing. That's exactly what I want to see when I go pick up my luggage after a long trip. There's also a big mural of refugees living in a basement. There's also another one of the Lord of Death with a gas mask and a crazy outfit that's really scary, and he's stabbing a dove. And it could have been just any bird. He's stabbing a dove, which is the bird of peace. I don't know why they would want to put that in an airport, but that's one. There's another painting of people running from poisonous gas, and there's a painting of children crying over their dead parents in an open casket. It's really dark stuff that they have just hanging out in this airport right before people are going to get on a plane. It's insane murals they have all over. There's another one of a painting of like a child in an open casket, and there's many other artworks that are just very strange, and they have like no explanation too. It seems like if an airport wanted to put up such crazy artwork, they would want to have an explanation for it, but no one has said anything about their artwork. In fact, there's nothing been said. Everyone just notices it and doesn't understand it. I don't understand it, definitely. If I had that painting anywhere near my house, I would definitely take that down. I don't know why they'd want to keep it in an airport. And there's other ones where there's so many. There's ones with animals running from bad people and being tortured. There's just the children. There's poisonous gas. And people, it's not just that. The main thing that people are saying is they just feel really uneasy in this airport. I don't know, maybe it's because of the crazy horse statue and the crazy artwork, but they also just say that they just don't feel right when they're walking around this airport. They say they feel like they're being followed or they're being watched. which is very scary when you're about to get on a plane. I keep saying that because planes, man, they can get you. There's been cases of people feeling like someone's breathing down their necks, specifically in the bathroom, which that one was a little interesting, kind of hard for me to understand. But maybe it's because this place is the actual portal to hell, and these are demons that are watching people, and people can feel these demons or something, maybe from their suitcases, like the suitcase art we had earlier. But it is kind of a stretch to say that, but a lot of people just claim the same things, and it's not just a few, it's a significant amount of people claiming it. It does make sense, too, if hell wanted to be on Earth, why not an airport where a lot of people are coming and going and spreading out from everywhere if it's an airport? I mean, there's a lot of people, and it would make sense if demons wanted to hang out there, because a lot of people from everywhere would be going towards it. That's specific. These airplane theories and airport theories I recently just learned about, so it made me very uncomfortable now, and I haven't been on an airport, on an airplane in a while, so it's really getting to me just thinking about it. And I don't know about you, you can believe these airplane or an airline theories. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to warn you. Not really, but that was our airline theories. When I come back, we're going to talk about a fun theory that is about us being more healthy. So I'll be right back. Thank you for listening. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Young Z. Here we go.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Of the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game, and back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for that hater, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this shit?
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm DJ Young Z. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is It's Gonna Get Weird, where we talk about conspiracy theories. We just finished talking about some airplane and airline conspiracy theories that if you just got here, I would recommend you can go back. You can listen to all these radio shows in podcast form at radio.dominican.edu. it's a really great option if you really want to listen to someone that you missed or something else that you wanted to catch up on or listen to again. All right, so our next theory is about, it's a quick one, it's a small one, but I just wanted to talk about it because I really want it to be true and I really hope it's true because it would be great. This one is the body earth theory is what people call it. It is believed that the earth can transfer positive electrons up into your body through your feet. So what will happen is what they will do, people will walk around barefoot everywhere they go, and they believe it will prevent harmful diseases, and it's just, it has some great healing properties to just walk around barefoot and be one with nature. So that's why I want it to be true, because it would just be so much easier if we could all just walk around barefoot everywhere. According to the earth and body theorists and believers, the ball of the foot is where the best place to have these healing electrons come into your body. So that's how come everyone would want to walk around barefoot. One person, when I read about this theory, I thought about that guy from the Discovery, I keep bringing up the Discovery Channel shows, but there's one and it was called Dual Survival, where there was one guy and another guy, and they were both complete opposites. And he would walk around barefoot everywhere, even if they're in the snow, and he would never wear shoes. He said the last time he wore shoes was like 40 years ago. And I thought about him when I was reading about this. And I think it's great. And people out there will walk around barefoot because they believe the direct contact to the earth will result in natural and organic healing benefits and stuff. So maybe next time you are sick or you have a cold, you should just go walk around barefoot in a field somewhere. And maybe you'll feel better. And my friend was telling me about this too. He said his soccer coach would always be barefoot because he was wanting to receive healing powers and stuff. So I want this to be real. I think it would be a lot of fun, and I think it sounds a lot easier than to just go into the doctor and stuff and just walk around barefoot. That's what my dad always said too. He always said go put my toes in the ocean, because we live by the beach, whenever I was sick, and he'd always take me to the beach and make me put my feet in the water. And I don't know, it did kind of help me, but maybe it was the placebo effect, or maybe it's the organic healing electrons coming through my bare feet. I really like that theory. I thought it was fun. There's books written on it. There's even sections in libraries on the body earth theory that I found that was really interesting. I didn't read any of them, but you can go check that out if you're really interested in it. And that was just a small theory that I wanted to touch upon. Our next theory is, it can be considered quite dark, like a lot of the theories on this show. But it is kind of dark, but it is a big theory that a lot of people do believe, and that's the fact that Paul McCartney is actually dead, and he isn't alive today. Alright, so Paul McCartney, he's one of the well-known band members of the 70s group called The Beatles. If you don't know The Beatles, I don't trust you as a human, first of all, but they were a band in the 70s, okay? The band consisted of Ringo Starr, John Lennon, George Harrison, and of course, Paul McCartney. Alright, so some clues people are pointing towards for him being actually dead is, well, first of all, John Lennon died in 1980, and George Harrison died in 2001. John Lennon was shot, and George Harrison died of heart problems, but apparently the only two Beatles left are Ringo and Paul McCartney. On January 7th, this is how it started. On January 7th, 1967, Paul McCartney allegedly got in a car crash. This resulted in a few news outlets saying that he died and he was killed, but that was later debunked because people found out Paul wasn't even in his car when it crashed, and he was at a party out in Essex or something, and his friend Mohammed Hajish, hope I'm saying that right, was driving his car to bring drugs to the party. That was what was happening, okay? The actual conspiracy arose in 1969, when somebody noticed the song Revolution Number 9 from the Beatles' White Album, when you play it backwards, it says something quite creepy. It was, there was a popular radio show in Boston, and a college student just called in and said, "This is what I found, you gotta listen to it." So they listened to the song, played backwards. It actually says the phrase, "Turn me on, dead men." And it is actually really, really creepy. I saw a video and they played it backwards, and it was very, very clear. A lot of, normally it's really hard to hear anything where people are like, "Ooh, if you play this song backwards, you'll hear something," and usually it's not really that clear, but this one's very, very clear. And the song Revolution Number 9, the White Album, you can hear it. And I didn't like that at all. That's how the rumor took off, was when this radio show played the song backwards because some college student just told them to. People started thinking Paul died in that car crash that did happen in 1967, but then was replaced with a clone from the Illuminati, or the more believable part was someone who won a Paul McCartney look-alike contest named William Campbell. People have looked up William Campbell's name, and they can't find him. They can't even find a Paul McCartney look-alike contest anywhere. No one can find any receipts, so people can't back that claim up. So it could be the Illuminati, because they are so sketchy. No one ever knows what they're doing, and there are a lot of celebrity clones out there, just like Avril Lavigne I talked about in radio show number 5. But anyways, another thing people are doing, they're putting pictures next to each other like they always do when they find a celebrity clone, and they find out that the old Paul and the new Paul have a few differences. There's one where like his ears are different. There's another one where like his nose is a little bit different, but he could just be growing older, I guess, and things are changing. So they believe that they went to the extent because they didn't want the fans to be heartbroken or the successful band to come to an end. It seems like something a record company would do if they did have something like the Beatles on their hands. If one of their one of the band members of such the iconic band died, they probably didn't want to let that go. So they decided, hey, let's pretend it was his friend driving the car, and then he lived, because they couldn't let Paul McCartney go. Some clues people found came from the Beatles' 8th studio album cover. They said the flower arrangements on the album cover resemble the ones that you would see at a funeral. Now, if you look at the album cover, the 8th studio album cover, it is a very colorful one. They got a lot of flowers, but the main things that they're looking at is the flowers at the bottom of the album cover. They noticed the yellow flowers at the bottom right resembled a left-handed bass guitar, which is the instrument that Paul played, which is kind of specific, a left-handed bass guitar. But that was on the album. It wasn't supposed to look like one. It looked like just a bunch of flowers. But if you really look like it, it does look like a bass guitar. That's what I saw when I first looked at it without anyone telling me. They also noticed the flowers. There's red flowers that write out the Beatles. No, just Beatles. But there's some random flowers at the end of the Beatles that look like the letter O. And that would make it say Be at Lesso. I know that it's a kind of a stretch, but stay with me. Which, it in Greek, it's the name of a Greek island that supposedly the Beatles bought, was Be at Lesso, or maybe it's Lesso. Yeah, it's Lesso. Some Greek island that they bought. So theorists believe that maybe that's where Paul's body was buried. That's the more believable one. And then the other reason is they are inviting people who discovered the clue about Paul's death to go to the island. That one's kind of funny. If that's true, everyone should be at the Beatles' island in Greece. But I do, if for some reason this is a true theory, I could understand Paul's body being buried there at Lesso. It would make sense for them to hide that in their album cover. Another hint with the same album cover we've been talking about is the fact that there is a tiny toy car of a convertible Aston Martin, which is the car that Paul drove and ended up, give or take, crashing, kind of hiding behind the toy doll on this album cover, which is very interesting. It's kind of, I didn't really see the toy car that they were talking about, and they were pointing right at it apparently, but I didn't see anything. I just saw a toy doll and something kind of blurry. But they think, excuse me, they're saying it is an Aston Martin, the car he died in, maybe. Other people kind of broke apart the lettering on the drum in the center of the album cover. It said Lonely Hearts, but they found that it looks like 11X He Die. Okay, so that probably means nothing, but if you really kind of break apart Lonely Hearts, the specific lettering, it does look like 11X He Die. Okay, so if you use Roman numerals, it says 11/9 He Died, which November 9th is the day the crash happened, so maybe that's how they got to that specific point on the lettering of the drum. So another clue they had came from the Abbey Road cover, iconic, the Abbey Road cover. It was on the cover, Paul was holding a cigarette in his right hand, but Paul was left-handed. So that's apparently proof that he is probably a clone, or someone else is pretending to be Paul, because Paul is left-handed and his clone is probably right-handed and holding a cigarette in his right hand. So yeah, that one's kind of a stretch. But it is also believed that the street that they're walking on, Abbey Road, is the street where the car crash happened. People also say if you really look in the distance, there's a graveyard, but I didn't see it. I don't believe that one. They're also saying that Paul is the only one that's barefoot walking on in the picture, and apparently in what was Italy, they bury people barefoot, but first of all, none of them were Italian, so why would they do that? And I looked, like, people have been looking up this rumor that people in Italy are buried barefoot, but no one could find anything, and we don't know where that arose from. But maybe he just wanted to be barefoot because he wanted some healing powers from the earth, like we were talking about before. I just realized that. Lastly, it is believed that the song Strawberry Fields Forever, you can hear John Lennon saying, "I buried Paul," but he's really just saying cranberry sauce. So that one is kind of a stretch too. I listened to the song and I couldn't hear it personally. But those are the main hints people are finding to back up this theory. Some of these hints are kind of a stretch, and some of them don't really sound like they could be true. And Paul McCartney has been on talk shows, and he talks about how, like, oh yeah, it's a crazy theory. Like, I'm alive. I'm right here. And people are like, oh no, no, that's not him. That's a clone. It is kind of a stretch, but hey, it could be true because of all those hints they're giving. I mean, maybe they were really sad about his death and they wanted people to know about it, but they had to keep it quiet about their friend's death. I mean, that's kind of a big thing to do, so they decided to leave a few hints, and maybe people will find out, and it would be great. Maybe not, but I'm gonna take a quick break right now. Drink some water. Maybe you can listen hard. You can try to hear the secret message in the song of Strawberry Fields. Maybe you can hear John Lennon saying, "I buried Paul." But anyway, this is Penguin Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm DJ Young Z, and I'll be right back after this.
take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get on about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Welcome back. I'm here. I'm DJ Young Z. Now, during my break, I found a quick video of the song Revolution 9 played backwards. And maybe right here we can listen to the creepy sound of them actually saying, "Turn me on, dead man," which could be great to hear, and I think it's great. Right here, it says, "Ooh, Paul is dead," and they believe that is what happened. Okay, so let's listen.
Number nine.
All right here they just repeat number nine in the song. Okay, here it is backwards. Okay, that was that, and it's really scary, and I didn't like that at all. All right, so that was the main thing for the theory, and that's how the theory started, was that exact song. And that was really fun to listen to. All right, let's go back to our fun music. Okay. So that was basically the end of the Paul McCartney theory. You can believe if he's alive or dead. We're not really too sure, because that's how conspiracy theories work. Okay. This next one I really like, because my two favorite presidents, in fact, are Abe Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. And I found the reasoning behind that is because of this specific conspiracy theory. If you check out the radio show pictures, I have Abe Lincoln on there because of this theory. And here we go. So the theory goes that Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy are basically the same person, or something along the lines of that. So basically, there's a lot of similarities between a lot of the things that have happened with Abe Lincoln and JFK, and I'm just going to read off a few of them. There are a lot, but these are the main ones, and there I actually have quite a few in front of me right now, and these aren't even all of them. So first off, Abraham Lincoln was elected in 1846, and JFK was elected in 1946. Okay, so cool, they were elected 100 years apart. Abe Lincoln again was elected in 1860, then JFK was elected again in 1960. So 100 years apart again, which is kind of interesting. They were both particularly concerned with civil rights, which that's great, that's cool. Another similarity is both their wives lost a child while living in the White House. Okay, so that's kind of sad and interesting at the same time. They were also both shot on a Friday, which is kind of a stretch, but they're both shot in the head on a Friday. Kind of spooky. Okay, so the next one is very weird. This is where the theory, this is my favorite part of the theory and the similarities, is the fact that Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy, and Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Now, I think that's amazing, and that's just me, but both their secretaries were named each other, so they must be the same person. There must be something going on here. Alright, so anyway, moving on, they are both assassinated by Southerners, and they're both also seceded by people named Johnson, which means when they died, they were taken over by someone named Johnson, Andrew Johnson to be specific. So Andrew Johnson, who seceded Lincoln, was born in 1808, and guess what? Andrew Johnson, who was seceded by Kennedy, was born in 1908. Another 100-year difference, like, You can't just be saying nothing is happening here. I mean, there's a lot of similarities here. This next one is kind of a stretch, but I liked it. This one is the fact that a week before Lincoln's assassination, he was in Monroe, Maryland, okay? And a week before JFK was assassinated, he was with Marilyn Monroe. Okay, so I like that one because Marilyn Monroe, there, I had to talk about the Marilyn Monroe conspiracy, I believe, in my fourth show. So you can check that in podcast form, like I said before. But JFK was with Marilyn Monroe a week before he died, and Abe Lincoln was in Monroe, Maryland a week before he died. Okay, that one's cool. Lastly, he was shot in a theater. Lincoln was shot in a theater, and the assassin ran into a warehouse. And then Kennedy was shot from a warehouse and then was ran into a theater. Okay, so that one's kind of hard to understand. So basically, Kennedy's assassin was standing from a warehouse, and Lincoln's assassin ran into a warehouse. Does that make sense? I think it does. Yes. And then Lincoln was in a theater, and then Kennedy was ran into a theater to try to make sure he was okay. They took him out of the car and they ran into the theater to try to keep him covered from everybody outside. Okay, so now that's all of the similarities I have here. That is a lot of weird similarities. My favorite one's the secretaries. Lincoln's secretary being named Kennedy, and Kennedy's secretary being named Lincoln. Like, that can't be just a coincidence. And then all the 100-year coincidences, it makes you kind of think, what does 100 mean? Is 100 a specific number for them? Maybe since they're the same person, maybe that's their favorite number. I don't know. And it does take, a lot of people do try to take specific things and try to make you believe something, like if you add this number to this, you'll get 66, and that's the number of the devil. But like stuff like that, people do stretch things out to try to get to a certain idea. But this one, I don't see anything being stretched out. I see a lot of similarities, and it is kind of spooky, and I really thought that was interesting. That's one of my favorite theories. And I do like both those presidents, because Abe Lincoln just looks cool all the time, and John F. Kennedy is also pretty cool, because of all the Kennedys. Now, that's the main gist of that theory. There's not really much to go off of, just all these similarities. Nobody knows what to do with these similarities. Everyone's either just saying they're the same person, maybe they just resurrected, or they are vampires and they're living forever. There's a lot of vampire conspiracy theories too. Maybe I'll talk about that next week. I just realized, but that one was really fun. The next theory I wanted to talk about is Taylor Swift. Yes, I know I did have a Taylor Swift conspiracy theory last week, but I have another one this week. And it's even better than the one last week. Last week I talked about how Taylor Swift is actually a demon, or she actually is a... She leads the satanic groups or something. It's a lot. You can listen to the show from last week. But anyway, this one is the fact that the Giants are controlled by Taylor Swift. And yes, the Giants. San Francisco Giants. Baseball, okay? Okay, so basically, the Giants, they are our baseball team. And since this is Dominican, I went to a Giants game 2 weeks ago, and it was great. But everyone is blaming the Giants on not going on to the world, winning the World Series this year, is because Taylor Swift. Okay, so what happened is we all know that Taylor Swift has magic powers. We all know that because she's part of the Illuminati or something, but she's using them towards the San Francisco Giants. So Giants fans everywhere, they're blaming T-Swift for the loss of, they're blaming her for the loss of the World Series, or the stairs towards the World Series, I should say, because of some pretty intriguing facts. All right, let's get into this. It all started in 2010 when Taylor Swift released her album Speak Now on October 25th. All right, excuse me. 6 days later, the Giants won their first championship since 1954. So it's been a while for them, but they did. And the next thing that happened was in 2012, Taylor Swift released another album, Red, her new album, Red, on October 22nd. Okay, so 6 days later, the Giants won the World Series again. You're probably just like, okay, that's two. But in 2014, another 2 years later, these are two years differences, the Giants won the World Series. And guess what happened? Taylor Swift, just a few days before, released her album 1989. Now, this happens every year because Taylor Swift usually does a tour on the odd years, and then that releases an album on the even years. And the Giants are only winning on the even years because Taylor Swift controls them. And Taylor Swift releases an album, not a tour, on the even years. So 2012, 2014, oh, and 2010. However, it's 2016, and every year, an even year, so everyone was expecting a new Taylor Swift album in October, which just ended, but because she wasn't saying anything about a new album, everyone was like, oh, okay, she's gonna pull Beyonce, we can calm down, she's just gonna release it out of nowhere. Good try, Taylor Swift, if she did try to do that. But no, she didn't do that. She didn't release any album, which was weird because Taylor Swift is really good with numbers, and she's really passionate about numbers, if you haven't noticed, because she does everything on October 22nd, 25th, and on even years. Since she's been so consecutive with her music, everyone was expecting this 2016 album, but she wasn't promoting one. Everyone was starting freaking out. And then Taylor Swift didn't release one, and everyone got mad. And then there's thousands of tweets saying Taylor Swift cost the Giants the game, that she cost the Giants the World Series, and it's a tragedy for Giants fans everywhere. I mean, you can believe what you want, but it may be easier just to take it out on T-Swift because she is, that's what everybody else does to her. I mean, Kim and Kanye. Anyways, that's the main thing about the World Series and the fact that the Giants didn't win. Everyone's just taking it out on Taylor Swift. A lot of people are also just saying they didn't do the plays right, or they didn't put someone in. I personally don't really know much about baseball, so I'm not the one to ask, but it's just a lot easier to say Taylor Swift did it. And I believe it because those were very interesting numbers. The fact that she released that album every single time a couple days before they won. But anyway, those are the main theories we have today. I just want to quickly close the show off with another Mandela effect. Now, my first show, I talked about the Mandela effect, which is one of the biggest conspiracy theories, in my opinion, of all time. And it's my favorite conspiracy theory of all time. And that's the fact that the Mandela effect is the idea that people are knowing things for a fact for one reason, but then they find out that it's completely wrong and they're not true, and they find out, oh, this isn't even right. One of the big ones was from Star Wars. Everyone thought the iconic line that Darth Vader said was, "Luke, I am your father," but he actually said, "No, I am your father," to Luke, and everyone's like, what? Like, that's been written on t-shirts. But anyway, that's just one. But I found another one because they keep popping up. And what I've been doing throughout almost all my shows, whenever I find a new one, I'll let you know. And I've been letting you know with new ones. But this one made me mad because I knew for a fact that wasn't true. And it's that whiteout. You know, like when you mess up and you write something wrong and you gotta white it out. And apparently, if you look at whiteout, it's actually white out, spelled W-I-T-E out. It's not spelled white, like W-H-I-T-E, like white. Like white out, like what? It's white out because it's white on your white paper. It doesn't make sense. Why would they misspell something that you fixed when you write something wrong? Like, you fix your misspellings with white out. Why would you have it called a misspelling? I personally remember it as white out, the spelled white. But everyone's pointing it out that, oh no, this is not true. And I was in shock when that conspiracy theory happened. But anyway, another one that I heard about was people think the Mona Lisa is a Mandela effect because she's kind of smirking, she's kind of smiling in the picture. If you look at a picture of the Mona Lisa right now, she is kind of smiling, and everyone always remembers her being kind of an angry look and kind of frowning. That's just a quick one, but those are just some Mandela effects I found, and they always make me excited because I love the Mandela effect. You can always look at more, listen to my first show where I talk about Mandela effects for probably the first half hour, because there are so many great ones. Just real quick, I would like to tell everyone that is listening from Dominican to go to Shield Day today. They're gonna showcase the new Shield for the freshman class, and it's just a big event where everybody comes. There'll be food, and Shield Day is always a fun time. Family weekend just happened, and that's the main things happening today. So thank you for listening. I am DJ Young Z. I had a lot of fun talking about these theories today. I will be back next week at the same time. And I hope you had fun learning about airplanes and walking barefoot. Up next, we have Astro on Travel with DJ Amore. And that one's always really fun. Thank you. And I'll be back next week. Thanks.
Looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine, something fine.